Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Seasons change. Why not your gaming tech? Upgrade now during Alienware Summer Sale Event and save on select next-gen Alienware gaming PCs and more. Pair your impressive skills with advanced gaming systems like the Alienware M18 laptop, powered by an Intel Core i9 processor featuring awe-inspiring visuals, liquid cooling, three-dimensional audio with Dolby Atmos, and impressive overclocking potential. Your dream setup, exceptional prices, and free shipping await you for a limited time only at Alienware.com/deals. That's Alienware.com/deals.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Jack Off Trend Motion. Or we would have also accepted Jack Off. No, that's it. That one's okay. Courtesy of Manil. I thought he'd give me three options, but he just wrote the same one over and over again. That one's courtesy of Manish on the Discord. My name is Jack, and I'm thrilled to be joined by super producer Brian, the editor.
Well, that was long. That was a long yell. Yes, it's me, Brian, the editor. I'm here because Miles is not.
And my mic
sounds nice.
Welcome back to the show. It's great to have you, as always.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Manish, for the short show title. Sorry Manish. To have butchered it. Let's see. Yes, Miles is out on assignment, and we are here checking out the trends. And what a batch of trends we have for the listeners today, Brian. We got King Charles's first official portrait since the coronation. We've all been waiting on the edge of our seats. What's the first official portrait going to be like?
It's going to give heavy Ghostbusters 2 vibes, which I was not expecting.
I wonder, was this like a big event back in the day? They were like, somebody was coronated, right? They were like, oh man, you see the new coronation portrait just dropped? Wow.
Yeah, it had to be like a big deal back then when, you know, there was no like TV or TikTok or any of that stuff.
But yeah. So the painting is bathed, swathed in
Camilla's period blood.
Right.
Cut that, so, Brian. Cut that.
So it's either extremely pink or extremely red, and we honestly couldn't determine which. Like you, super producer Justin, both thought it was bathed in red, which would be very sinister, right? For a, you know, the head of an empire that has been built on bones and blood, and also funny for somebody who was, you know, flirtatiously telling his mistress that he wanted to be her tampon. But I see pink for some reason.
I mean, it is a lighter shade of like, okay, like if I'm not saying the painting was actually painted in blood, because obviously it would have like a much, you know, when blood dries, it has a much darker hue. It's more brown.
Yeah.
But right. I'm thinking like this is like 70s horror movie blood.
Yes. 70s, like the Wild Bunch blood.
Or like Day of the Dead or Dawn of the Dead, where it's like the blood is just a little too vibrant.
Yeah.
Of a hue.
And which that, I thought of that. Yeah, it's like a...
Or the ooze from Ghostbusters, because...
Ghostbusters is pink,
but it has this iridescent quality to it.
Yeah, right.
That is very Look, there's no way to look at this painting without thinking of Vigo the Carpathian. It's right. just impossible. If you've seen that movie and you look at this painting, you're going to get chills. The eyes are going to follow you around the room.
Right.
It's a choice, man. I don't know what the fuck this is.
It is definitely a choice. I do wonder, like, what if the artist, Jonathan Yeo, like, comes out and is like, so I'm a big GB2 fan. I've just always loved that. I thought this guy gives off Ghostbusters 2. I doubt that's where it's coming from, but yes, that is the sinister connotation that you can detect if you think of it as pink. But it's interesting, like, even the media accounts of the painting are some headlines are like pretty in pink, and others are like it is like, you know, covered in blood red. And I don't know, it's like the new dress, you know,
yeah,
like different people are
like
seeing different
dress.
Colors. Yeah. But anyways, Zeitgang, sound off in the comments. What are you seeing here? You seeing pink? You seeing red? But even you are saying it's giving you light red, which I have frequently referred to as a pink.
Okay, look, smart guy. There's, you know what? Let's move on.
It does totally change the meaning of the painting, because, like, if you ever read the letters that he has written to people, he thinks of himself as like, I'm like the eco monarch, and like, I'm all about gardens and beauty and nature.
He's got a little butterfly on his shoulder.
He does have a little butterfly on his shoulder.
Which is kind of hard to really parse that because of all the blood. but there is a monarch butterfly on his shoulder.
Yeah. His big sausage fingers are front and center, like, because everything is red or pink except for his head and his fingies, and his fingies are plump. They did not hide that. I mean, they probably slimmed them down quite a bit, but they still, you know, are notably pretty sausage. They're giving a full serving of sausage.
Yeah, they really captured his dead eyes and his pallid complexion.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
Anyways, who gives a shit? I don't, but people are talking about it, and that's what this show's about.
Oh, eyes keep following me, man. They just keep following me.
The eyes.
Yeah. The eyes.
Well, they're like deep set inside his head. Maybe they made it like right on the edge of red and like sinister on purpose. I don't know. It'll be interesting. TikTok users are dipping their testicles in soy sauce to taste it. So that's what's going on TikTok. There are apparently taste receptors in the testicles, but Brian, wouldn't you know it? And now I look like a fool. There aren't taste buds. So, here I am, like I think we all have been doing this for a long time, taste testing our food with our testicles. And lo and behold, it turns out, no taste buds, just taste receptors.
Now, I've heard this before in regards to feet, where if you like rub garlic on your foot like an hour later, it'll somehow go into your bloodstream, and then you'll be able to taste it in your mouth. And I just like, why? Garlic is amazing. It's an amazing whatever kind of vegetable or fruit it is. And why would you waste it rubbing on your foot or your testicles? Don't rub garlic on your testicles, everybody.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Like anything spicy, I would not rub on your testicles. This is like what is compelling / confusing about social media is that like things get flattened out. So your news is right next to a what seems like a trick that people are playing on their little brother made its way online.
A lot of what TikTok seems to be are like weird like household hacks that require you to have like a whole machine shop and all this goofy stuff, and it serves no purpose, and it's weird and off-putting.
The kitchen hacks where the person making spaghetti and meatballs on a countertop. And it's like, oh, no, you're just like being mean to gullible people.
Are you just like dumping a bunch of shit into a sheet pan and putting it in the oven? I'm like, what? No, like this is clearly a prank.
Yeah. And as has been canonically established by Marcel Arguello on this show, if anyone was going to know whether your balls could taste and sense anything, it would be old Smelly Balls O'Brien. And I'm not getting anything. Maybe I'm just super used to the whatever is happening down there. But yeah, no, I think the lights are off down there in terms of taste buds.
Oh, God. People, please stop trying things you see on TikTok.
Yeah, right. All right, let's take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk about why the news cycle is broken. We'll be right back.
Zeit Gang, customers are rushing to your store, but do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it, you know, like a literal POS? Well, you need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Connect with customers in line and online. Look, you want to use TikTok? Well, guess what? They have plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns on platforms just like that. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Now, I was looking at Shopify.com, and I'm trying to get some answers. Let's say, you know, I had a bustling retail business, and I need, you know, maybe some hardware to be able to sell my wares on the street, take credit card payments, whatever. And I know Shopify is easy to use. Half the time I buy something online, I'm like, oh, yep, they're using Shopify. And if you need to learn more, check out their website. It's super easy to navigate, whether you have questions about how you can optimize your inventory or, again, looking for hardware to make sales easier. Shopify.com has all of that. Just go there. Check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Stacy thought she had the perfect husband. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover for Justin Rutherford to hide behind.
They led me into the house, and I mean, it was like a movie.
He was sitting at our kitchen table. The cops were guarding him.
Stacy learned how far her husband would go to save himself.
I slept with a loaded gun next to my bed.
He did not just say, I wish he was dead. He actually gave details and explained different scenarios on how to kill him.
He, to me, is scarier than Jeffrey Dahmer.
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And
we're back.
Oh,
I beat
motherfucker.
You. Gotcha. Wow,
now he's the host of the show. Fuck. All right. Take it away.
What do we got?
What else? All right, do my job. What else?
Oh God. Let me tell you folks, you don't want Jack's job. He has to like pay attention and know what's happening next and stuff.
And then say what else?
Yeah. Over and over again. It's hard.
All right. So Chuck E. Cheese's animatronic band. This is a little quiz for TDZ listeners. I'm gonna start the story. You tell me if you notice anything. Chuck E. Cheese's animatronic band is dead. There are a lot of headlines this week about how Chuck E. Cheese is axing its animatronic band, including a write-up in Billboard in the music news category, as if this is like a real group that's being euthanized. Like putting,
yeah, guys, putting... this isn't the Banana Splits. Like, come on.
This all stems from a New York Times report that outlines how Chuck E. Cheese is getting rid of Munch's make-believe band at all but two of their 400 U.S. locations. Instead, they're going to focus on more screens, digital dance floors, and trampoline gyms. Digital dance floors. Isn't that just like the Dance Dance Revolution games? Like,
I'm sorry, there's still 400 Chuck E. Cheese's in the United States?
That's, yeah, this is a thing is that...
wild to me.
This is like a thing that you... you see the world again with new eyes when you become a parent. And in some cases, that is a good thing. And you're like, oh, well, I see like the wonder of nature. I'm like seeing everything again, like through their eyes. And the other thing you realize is that Chuck E. Cheese is thriving.
It is. I would have thought that public equity or private equity would have
come through and fucked them up.
Yeah. It just seems like one of those legacy kind of brands that.
So what happened with Chuck E. Cheese is as arcades were dying everywhere, Chuck E. Cheese was still left over and had some arcade games and just like slowly expanded out until now they are just like basically the most common arcade.
Yes, them and Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, exactly.
The upscale, discerning man-child.
Yes, exactly. So no more ball pits. It's all just a video game arcade, essentially, with like the rotting husks of the Munch's make-believe band up there in like most locations. The animatronic band is still up there. I have had some of our kids' birthday parties at a Chuck E. Cheese. At one of them, at least, I think they tried to like make the band like still happen. Be like, all right, everybody, get your hands together, like get excited because it's about to go down. Holy shit! Like hype manning up this animatronic band, and then it's just
three animatronics. Sparks.
Yeah, yeah, just like dying a slow death, like up on stage. Anyways,
wow.
Now no more bands. Just screens, digital dance floors, trampoline gyms, which presumably it's just easier to clean puke off of those things than a 40-year-old rat robot.
Yeah, or a ball pit. Like, how do you? I've never understood how you clean puke out of a ball pit.
They didn't either. That's why there are no more ball pits. Those are gone.
Yeah,
that was. They were like, we get these the fuck out of here. However, so this is where it gets a little weird. We've like covered this story every 2 years, like since this show has been in existence.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Like last fall, we got this exact same story, only then the band was only being left in one location. And then back in 2017, when the show first started, it was reported that Chuck E. Cheese was ditching the band. Like, it's just...
maybe they get a bump every time they say that.
A bump.
Like getting rid of the band, people pull up to pay respects and they get a little more life.
And
I know it worked for Jamie Loftus, right? Like, wasn't she trying to like, she's like, wait, what?
Jamie has been trying to manage the band for a long time and it hasn't quite worked out, unfortunately, but it's just like, I've always suspected that like part of the news cycle is like fueled by marketing companies just being like this will actually be good for your bottom line. And yeah, they're just like, hey, we're gonna reissue they're killing the band thing. Like, no downside for them. On the one hand, they get to be like, now we're doubling down on these fun things and like getting rid of this thing you're nostalgic for, so hurry up and like come out and see it before it goes away. Or maybe they just like keep tearfully changing their minds at the last minute because they really do believe it's a real band. It's hard to tell what's happening here. Whichever it is, we're suckers because we just keep covering it.
Yeah, it's woefully effective, Drac.
Yeah.
There's no other way to describe it. It is woefully effective.
Yeah. All right. And then we wanted to talk about, there's some good horror coming our way, maybe. Just a couple of trailers that from... horror Nepo babies that I'm always the first to, you know, admit sometimes nepotism works.
Yeah.
And there's just I don't know. These two trailers, one from M. Night Shyamalan's daughter, Ishana, and another from Osgood Perkins, Anthony Perkins' son. So Anthony Perkins of Psycho fame. His son has like a, you know, this is not his first film. And you've seen some of his past films, right?
Yeah, the Black Coat's Daughter was like a sort of gothic horror, slow burn kind of film he did a few years ago. He's got a few films under his belt, and they've been received well. And he's got a style. He's got a style. He seems like he's a talented writer and director. And yeah, this trailer was.
This trailer, his film is called Long Legs, and yeah, I just suggest people go check it out. It's I don't know, there's some good writing. Like, it keeps cutting to just like text with like really creepy sound design in the middle of these like brief glimpses of horrifying images. There's a neutral mask, which I'm always a sucker for some nooch mask, and there's just horrifying things happening in all corners of the universe of this movie.
And I'm not a fan of trailers because I find that they tend to give too much away, just the cycle that they have to keep. You know, you get a teaser and then you get like five fucking 4-minute trailers after that, and it kind of like ruins the movie. But this is a trailer I would recommend people watch because it doesn't really. It gives you just enough to be intrigued. Because yeah. I'm like, I have no idea what this is about, but the vibes are palpable, and I wanna see what happens next. So that is an effective trailer to me.
Yeah. This one Twitter person who got to see it said, absolutely rancid, cursed vibes that had me scared to enter my dark hotel room. They also said it's a contemporary Silence of the Lambs. So,
okay, yeah, I saw some FBI jackets in the trailer, and I was like, yeah, I wonder what that's about.
With like some like FBI looking at a corkboard with like a bunch of imagery up that looks like zodiac symbols. Anyways, the other one is The Watchers from M. Night Shyamalan's daughter, and this one is, as you termed it, a human menagerie.
Movie. I'm a sucker for a human menagerie. Stick some people in a fucking weird box where they don't know where they are.
Oh. Person zoo?
Yeah, dude. I love a human zoo movie.
Yeah. What are your top, like, Old Boy, I'm assuming?
I just love, it's to be frank, there's not that many movies that are like that. I just love that as a concept of being trans. It was... I think I know I'm more familiar with it from like old sci-fi, like short stories or like weird things where it's like, or like, you know, there's a few Twilight Zone episodes. There's one, I can't remember the name, but there's this couple who are in this deserted town and they can't get out of this town, and they get on a train and the train just takes them in a loop and all this stuff. And at the end, you find out that they are in, you know, basically a playset for some large alien creature or something, and they're just sort of stuck there as playthings. And I just find that concept equal parts amusing, and it can be horrifying, but usually I find it amusing.
Yeah,
it's just a fun concept that you don't really see much these days, and that's exactly the kind of thing I expect from an M. Night production, because he loves him some Twilight Zone type
high concept
shit.
I mean, The Village is kind of human menagerie, like nobody's really observing, but it like it, spoiler alert, the Village like kind of has that sort of like, we've captured these people and put them there. Also that Don't Worry Darling movie has some of that going on. Again, spoiler,
never saw it, but yeah.
68 and 69, big for this. The end of 2001, A Space Odyssey, and Slaughterhouse 5 has like passages where they kind of play with that idea.
Yeah, so. 2001, I can definitely, I never thought of it that way, but yeah, it's definitely that ending is, he's kind of being kept.
Yeah, yeah.
which is they're like, a little
follow
creepy.
Our siren song, and we're just gonna let you die in a weird hotel room from the year 2009.
It's interesting. But yeah, like the trailer, this trailer had, I saw the trailer in the theater this past weekend. I was seeing The Fall Guy, which was not great. But this trailer stuck with me because it had really good sound design, like sort of creature type sounds. And
both of them have good sound design for sure.
Yeah, it stuck with me. And I'm like, okay, I'm definitely going to check this out when it drops.
So producer Justin saw the Long Legs trailer in the theater and he was shaken. So a couple interesting horrors. We are 0 for 1 in our look at this horror movie trailer. I bet the movie is good. We did that with Backwater, I think is what it was called.
Backwater?
It was a like desert horror, cosmic horror thing.
And low budget found footage type movie.
Yeah. And it had its moments, but it did not pay off in the end.
It made me think of that movie Backcountry, where it's a horror movie, except it's like a slasher movie, but the slasher is a bear.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. It
was, like Country Bear?
It was great. You kind of got to see an abusive partner get torn apart by a bear. So that's fun.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday, May 15th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Nope. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford, doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.